the more you go over in your head and like say to yourself, I need to get this right, this has to be done a certain way, you just fuck it up on yourself. It's like a self-sabotage. Oh,
100%.
It's like your brain is like, haha, fuck you, you thought you were going to pronounce this properly. Don't think so.
The more professional we try to be, the less professional we actually are. That's why it's a bad time.
I've given up.
We're just a mess. We're a hot mess. And I was going to say people love us for it, but like...
No, they definitely don't.
Big if true. So, we love ourselves for it? No, that's not true
either. No, we hate ourselves as well for we love each other.
We love not each ourselves. Other. That's... That's the one.
The
That's
crippling
what we're
depression
going
doesn't allow us to love ourselves. No. But we can love each other.
For the amount that we hate ourselves, we love each other more.
Exactly. So, that's our only redeeming quality, I think.
That's it. We keep each other alive somehow. Somehow. Oh, but on the note of, you know, keeping things alive, let's talk about some death. Let's get into this here podcast, shall we?
I was doing like a little like woohoo, but tapping on the laptop but realising it wasn't one in beat in time or loud enough. So you probably, I hopefully nobody heard it. Because then they would notice my failure and...
I thought you were clicking a pen. So
oh my god, embarrassing.
Don't know. Now I realise it's the net. Are they acrylics?
Yep.
I knew they didn't sound like gels.
No. These are strong bites.
Why do I know that?
I melted this one off a bit because I was lighting a candle and didn't realise. Because obviously, because I couldn't feel it burning, but that's what was happening. I could just smell it. I was like, what the? What's that smell? And I looked down and I could just see like black dropping into the candle. I was like, ah, my fucking gun! And it's crooked now and it bothers me, but I've managed to file it so at least it's smooth. But, oh, there's a... These are actually a fire hazard.
Oh, they really
are. You didn't realise.
They're such an inconvenience. I don't know why we do it to ourselves, but we just like having long nails because our hands don't look fucking
fat.
Stubby then. Yeah.
Isn't that a mad insecurity to have a fat hand?
Isn't it? It's like, ew, my nails are nubby. No one's going to love me. I'm going to have to pay €40 to get them extended. Like, or in my case, spend 3 fucking hours extending them myself and still get them wrong.
Well, to be fair, your one who did mine took 2.5 hours and she's a profesh. So the fact that you did it by yourself for 3 and you have to do it on a dodgy hand, like not that you have a dodgy hand, but do you know what I mean? Trying to do it with your not dominant hand.
A roaring success in life, clearly. As I sit here unemployed recording our podcast that no one listens to.
Oh my god.
But my nails look fucking good, exposed. So fuck it. Who am I if I don't expose myself on the daily?
Not even about you. Me as well. Selfish.
You're employed.
Yeah, but not successful.
I mean, you're like middle management. That's successful.
I mean, yeah, but still at the same time, nobody wants to fucking listen to me because I'm like 23. So it's like me... I won't get stressed.
As we say, no one likes you when you're 23.
No one's ever fucking liked me anyways.
Okay, yes, podcast.
Murder.
Yes, hello, hi, how are you?
So obviously, Queeve is not here.
Yes, but we're derailing it ourselves this week because we're good at it too.
Yeah, we can't always blame her.
I mean, 95% of the time,
yeah,
it's Queeve. Yeah, but true. Like, 5% our ADHD kicks in too. It
Yeah, we've decided to do the Ed and Eddie series. So each taking an Ed each.
Yep.
Did that even sound right? Each taking an Ed each? That just sounds... It rolled off the tongue too quick, but still doesn't sound right.
I mean, I feel grammatically it's fine. It just doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Because each of us are taking an Ed each. Is it just because the of us wasn't there? Is that why?
I think so. Maybe... I can't speak. This isn't any, like, new...
Either way, all 3 of us have decided to take a murderous Ed and run with him.
Boom, exactly. So, I'm taking on the role of Double D, or Edward Wayne Edwards. Which, can I just say, that's not even his real fucking name.
What?
Why? Yeah, his name's, like, or when he was born, he was Charles Murray. So it's like, that's a normal name.
What the fuck? Okay. I'm going to need to get into this story to understand how Charles Murray became Edward Edwards.
And can I tell you something? Out of all of my digging, I could not find a fucking reason. Because, I swear to God, right? It was so annoying trying to find accurate, like, bits for this, because nearly everything I looked at, down to how many kids he had, went from 1 to 3 to 5 to 6. And then, like, the dates he did, like, certain shady shit. But I figured out his daughter has a podcast called The Clearing. And it's
what?
8 to 10 episodes. So, you know, probably listen to her and not me. But
oh my God.
Vast majority of this came from her, because it was the only way I could halfway have things accurate, because like that the literally every website I looked at had something fucking different, and it was such a pain in my arse. But she tells it very well as well, so like go listen to her, she's good.
I mean, that is kind of a like a dark and weird flex, but a flex nonetheless, that you can be like, well, I have a podcast about my serial killer dad. So what have you got,
like making me feel inferior? Thanks, honestly. April, I don't, but seriously, yeah. It's very good. It's about like 45 minutes to an hour long each episode. I want to say like 8 to 10 episodes. It's good.
So I'll definitely like, check that out.
Do, it is. She's very good. Because I had first heard of her podcast from listening to, I want to say, Last Podcast on the Left. It was where I heard that she had one. So I was like, ooh, one. Oh. It was like early days. So you might have heard of the like the name of the show.
I think so. Now that you're saying it, I'm like, oh. But then they do shout out a lot of podcasts, so I could be just, you know,
confusing brainwires.
Exactly. But either way, we'll check it out. So April and The Clearing, is that what you said it was called?
Yeah, The Clearing.
The Clearing. So check that out. On get Spotify, more accurate so information than what we're able to get.
I'm about to give you. Because like I said, it was a mess and I probably wrote it like a mess as well. Like, I'm not going to lie to anybody here.
On brand.
Always. So, Charles Murray, or Edward Witten. Edward. Sorry, can I actually just go back? Because I'm still not over it. So how did I get Edward from Charles? Like, even when I'm just looking at it, it just makes me mad.
Honestly.
Like, do you know the way some people get, like, Jim from James? Or a close enough name.
Yeah.
Where?
It's not even, was Edward his middle name somewhere along the line?
Like, Edwards was his mom's, like, last name. So I can understand that.
Okay.
Right? But why? Why same name first and last name?
Like the fact that that was an active choice, I just thought he had shit parents, but like that was his own choice. He chose to do that.
He himself is shit.
There, from that alone, we understand that this man is mentally unstable, but
100%.
We're going to get over the name. And on that note, let's dive in.
Edward was born on June 14th, 1933 in Akron, Ohio. And he was born to a single mother called Lily Edwards. And he never had anything got to do with his father. I don't even think he knew who he was or anything like that. Like, it was just, your dad was, like, a soldier, ran away, fucked off. So that was always given, like, not a name or anything.
So the dad could have been the fucking milkman for all he knew.
Oh, yeah. Right. Hadn't got a clue who he was. Now, see, from the get-go, he had a shit life. Because at the age of 2, he witnessed his mother commit suicide by shooting herself in the face.
Oh! Oh, we're getting right in there.
We're getting right into it, yeah.
Holy fuck!
Yep.
How do you remember that at 2? Like, I know it's horribly traumatic.
I don't
say memories start at 3.
I can remember being 3. I don't know if it's like he'd remember the act itself, but it might be the terror, because obviously he would have been in the house by himself probably for a couple of days.
Yeah, oh God, yeah, fuck.
Because it was just him and the mother, like, do you know what I mean? So unless it was like the memory of the pain and the sadness and obviously the confusion, because obviously too, like, you don't know what the fuck's going on. You just know that your man's like in chunks.
The 1 minute she was standing, then there was a loud bang and now she's on the floor and there's like ketchup coming out of her.
But apparently she did it in front of him as well. Like, it wasn't like she left him in one room and went into the other. She did it in front of him. Like,
fucking hell. She must have had a bad
breath. Yeah.
Like, you do not do that shit unless your mind is completely gone.
Gone. 100%.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jesus Trauma. Christ, I'm going to prepare myself for this fucking story.
It's not even, like, this is kind of, like, not even the worst of it, but, like, this is the whirlwind, but then at the end. Right. Bitch, that's all I'm going to say.
If I was religious, I'd be praying right now for my soul, but unfortunately, I'm already damned, so what can I do?
Right, so, obviously, with no father in the picture. And he didn't obviously have family belong to his father's side that anybody knew of. So he was actually sent to live with his mother's only sister, Mary Ethel Edwards, and her husband, Fred Kay. Don't know why they had to be mysterious and not give his last name, just an initial.
I was going to say, is that the letter or is it like K-A-Y? K,
no,
as in
K. So just letter K.
Fred K.
Yep, Fred K.
Super Dutch. Carry on.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's like, don't who either. Are you hiding from? Who are you hiding from, Fred?
What are your secrets, Fred K? He secretly invented Kellogg's, that's why.
Oh, he's the weird one that said that if you eat Kellogg's, you won't masturbate.
Oh my god, yes! I forgot that that's the reason Kellogg's was invented.
He's a weird cunt, whoever that actually was.
Honest god. Wasn't his name Fred Kellogg? Isn't that? Or is it like Frank? This is severely unimportant. I don't know why I've brought us on this tangent, but like...
Fucking Wanky Frank on his kettles.
Wanky Frank on his kettles. Okay.
We're off on one already and not even a paragraph. So he remained with his aunt for 5 years, but she was actually diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 1940. So they weren't willing or really able to look after him anymore because the aunt would have done majority of the care and obviously she can't now. And probably Dodge Fred K wasn't interested and either didn't have the time to work as well as mind the wife. Do you know what I mean? So you can understand why he was sent away. So at the age of 7, he was sent to an orphanage located in Parma, Ohio. And while he was at the orphanage, he said that he was subjected to both physical and mental abuse. And it was run by nuns and orderlies, so let's be honest, like, it's not hard to imagine that was the truth. Like, it happened the whole time, and as well, given the year that it was, like in the 1940s, so who checked up on that?
Yeah, nobody. So Kids didn't have rights. So.
No. So at the age of 15, he was actually thrown out of the orphanage and sent to a reform school in Pennsylvania because he was such a little bollocks. And he was a bad influence to, like, all of the kids. And, like, just say for one instance, he was in a classroom and the kids were being asked, okay, what is your 5-year plan? Like, what do you aim to be? What would you like to be when you grow up? And this bold little shit responded, sister, I'm going to be a crook and I'm going to be a damn good one. Like, knowing you were going to be a little shit thief as a child.
I would like to think that he said it with the level of sass that you just said it with, like the head bops and everything, the hands
the nail
up with
clicking,
the nails,
like, the Del Vico.
Yes.
So he was just a little fan from the get-go. Like, he
absolutely.
Blissfully did not care. So he stayed at the reform school until he was 17. So he stayed there for 2 years, like I said, and he then ran away back to Akron where he was originally born. And while he was there, he committed a string of burglaries. So he kept up on his promise.
At least he became a crook.
But he wasn't a good one.
I was just going to say, was he a damn good one?
No, he wasn't.
That's where it matters.
He was a shite thief because he was swiftly caught and then sent packing to juvie. So they just oomped him back up and put him there. But when he was 18 then, they told him, look, your previous like past will be forgiven if you join the Marine Corps. So he's like, oh my god, yeah, savage. I didn't rob all those fucking buildings in Akron. What are you talking about?
What do you mean, thief? I'm a Marine. Ah, look at me in my uniform.
A lot more respectable. But yeah,
I'm a new man.
Lasted pissing time because he's never known any ounce of discipline.
Or even
reform in his life. So
I can imagine it was like David when he tried to join the RAF and like quit after a week because he was told what to do. Like,
see, I understand that because if it ever was a joke where to say, right, hypothetically, if World War III right was to break out and we got drafted, and we had to go to like boot camps, I wouldn't fucking do a blessed thing because if someone started shouting at me, telling me to do something, but who are you speaking to? And they could shout at me all they want, but it would not be happening. So I'd understand why he dropped out after someone trying to tell him what to do, even though that's what they're meant to do.
Yeah, see, this is my issue, is that he went to the place that is famous for shouting at you and telling you what to do, and then was surprised when someone told him what to do. So, that's my issue. I understand not being able to deal with authority, but Jesus Christ. Anyhow, carry on again with the side note.
So,
just calling David out.
He... is it deserved? Yes.
Obviously.
He went AWOL because he just couldn't hack it. So... And none of his superiors had a clue where he was, and they're obviously still like actively searching for him. But while he fucked off, he started committing petty crimes again. So he was like robbing from houses, he was doing carjackings, cashing fraudulent checks, and then the absolute moron decided to impersonate a Marine officer of a high rank. So obviously he was caught.
Of course. This is amateur hour.
Like,
and this is the 40s. It's hard to get caught in the 40s. You could be good at this, but you're just not trying.
Like, all cash. No one's going to know where you are. You have no phones.
Exactly.
He was terrible. But, like, he obviously got dishonorably discharged.
Of course.
He was somehow surprised by this. So while he was awaiting charges, he managed to escape. And ran away to Portland. Now, you will see this cunt is like the Grey Houdini. Like, the amount of times he has escaped jail is unnatural.
I mean, we're like a quarter way through his life and he's already done some major disappearing acts. So I'm like...
He's able to like noop up and go like so quickly. And once he even got out of jail by just... Well, like this, according to him, he just like pushed a prison guard over like really hard. And ran.
I just imagine the prison guard standing there like a cow and then you just tip it and it's like, lying on its side. You have bamboozled me. How did you know that was my greatest weakness is being on my side?
So
fucking hell.
Edwards has described himself as ruggedly handsome and equally cunning. That doesn't make sense, Ed. How could you be ruggedly handsome but equally cunning? So you're ruggedly cunning.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I mean, if he said, like, I'm as cunning as I am handsome, that would be a fine sentence.
No, that's not what he said. Because why? Not smart. Because he never went to fucking school.
Exactly. Stay in school, kids. This is why. Otherwise, you name yourself Edward fucking Edwards. Edward. And become the world's worst fucking thief.
Now, he said, now this is verbatim what he said. I spent most of my 20s forging checks and having sex across the US. So he's able to rhyme.
But
he has that going for him.
I mean, we all love a poet.
So romantic. Honest rhyming checks with sex and US.
He's got you there, you know. I can see why the ladies are dropping panties for him.
Yeah, of course. Like, they just had to take one look at him and was like, he's a poet.
Considering he's, you know, ruggedly cunning and equally a goddamn crook. What's not to love about this man?
Like, we all love a bit of a bad boy. Like, let's be honest. Like, not a serial murderer, but you know what I mean. Well, depends. No, we
don't condone. No, 10 out of 10 of all the true crime stories we've ever covered, of all of the serial killers I've ever looked into, I've not looked at one of them and thought, do you know what, would bang.
But you know what? If you looked at, like, his picture from the Marines, right, I'm not going to lie, he's a disgusting man, but a bit of a fine thing, like, you wouldn't say no. And if he was a bit
Please
of a bad boy, you're like...
my typing here, just very quickly...
Honest God, no, just lock him up.
I just got, like, the old version of him and he's just there with the oxygen mask and I'm like,
Yeah. Decrepit and sexy. It was probably one of his ones when he got arrested. It looks like there was, like, a little board there. But, like, he looks like, how would I describe?
I mean, I've seen young pictures of him and he just looks a bit fucking...
Like the one when he was in his 20s. Do you not think he was a bit of a fine thing?
No. To be honest, I just don't.
Oh, Sada. But would you like, he's a handsome man? Like, not that
he looks
fancy
a bit
him.
Like Tobey Maguire, to be honest.
Oh, Sada, you're blind as a bat. Jesus Christ.
I just look at his thin mouth. Look at his thin mouth, Lizzie.
You
and
tell me.
You can't see him go, pizza time.
Do you know what? you've ruined it for me now. Not that I thought. Like,
I'm
he
so
was
sorry.
Like overly fit, but I just mean like I could understand why one would have fancied him probably back in the day.
I mean, yeah, okay, for the 40s, I'm like, okay, fair enough.
Like, after Marie going to World War II eventually, so it's like, slim pickings, do you know what I mean? So you take what you can get.
That is very true. And obviously somebody fucked him because he has a daughter, so let's move on and see who
exactly.
did.
Exactly. So while he was in Portland, he committed, like, several armed robberies. So it stopped even going from just, like, breaking into houses when people were asleep and stuff. Now he was involved in a weapon. But
right.
The little shit wanted to be famous, so he refused to wear a mask. He wanted people... He wanted to get caught. He wanted, like, the notoriety and the infamy of being, like, this great
notoriety.
Thief. What did I say?
Notoriety.
Of course I did. Dude, can I ever stop embarrassing myself in this podcast?
It's okay. It's because your brain works too quickly. That's the problem. You're not slow. You're too fast.
Yeah, like I said, he refused to wear a mask. But he wanted to get caught. He was an absolute lunatic. But despite, like, even though he was a shit thief, he lasted a bit longer this time because it was a whole year until he was caught for the crimes that he had committed, like all the robberies.
I mean, little by little, practice makes perfect, I suppose.
You get better. But he was actually arrested in Montana, so he had since fucked away from Portland and they tracked him down to Montana. So God
Jesus
knows what
Christ.
Then he was doing in there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, how bad does it have to be that they followed, like, crossed over
state lines?
Because...
Yeah, I'd say it was bad. Like, I don't even think it might have just been, like, an armed robbery. I'd say he probably bet the shit out of someone with a gun then or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, not shot them, but, like, hit them
probably
with the gun or something.
What's that called? Aggravated assault?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah. Mm. Or grievous bodily harm. Whichever.
Mm.
Whichever. So he got sentenced to 3 years plus 5 years probation. But in some time during the 1960s, he escaped again because he was getting questioned for a double murder that had, like, taken place in, like, the 1950s, I'd say mid-1950s, of Beverly Allen and Larry Payton. So I was like, if you were going to get questioned, right, on a double murder, don't run away.
Right?
It's going to
that
look obvious.
Not the action of the innocent.
No. Or the, like, actions of the fucking smart. Because obviously that's why he wasn't.
We've already established that he's a fucking mud brain. Like, there's just nothing going on.
Right, as well, what I was thinking is, like, he was going to be questioned. Like, I know he's already in prison about the murders that had happened. But do you think he would have had heightened security around him? The fact that he's now, like, you know, a murder suspect.
Exactly.
So, well, to be honest, I don't question if he was able to, like, escape by just pushing a guard over. Do you know what I mean?
I have so many issues with this that I can't even...
How is there not more escapees? I don't understand.
Exactly. All the other inmates must have just been watching this cunt creep out of his cell, push the fucking guard over, and he's just there like a beetle unable to get back up somehow. And then they're all just like, well, Jesus, why didn't I fucking think of that? This is insanity. Oh,
insanity. Ah. And
America! Systems!
So on November 10th, 1961, he was actually added to the FBI's 10 most wanted list because he had just gone on the run for that long. And they're like, okay, let's keep on breaking out. We need to do something about this. Clearly.
To get that fucking bad, he hasn't even done anything that bad apart from a bit of fucking assault. Like, not that that's not a serious crime, but in comparison to other people we've spoken about.
Yep.
And then if this cunt is on the FBI's top 10...
Like, I'd love to know how many places he robbed.
Honestly,
it has to be a lot. Like I'd say he was out every night. Had to been. And because he wasn't wearing the mask, obviously. But, like, because he...
There's people in the mafia with less fucking notoriety than that.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
But while he was on his little escapade, that's what I'm going to call it, he found himself a missus. And her name was Kay. And to be honest, she definitely was just lovely. And just got, you know, caught up with the ruggedly handsome bad boy who likes to steal shit but probably treats her right.
Beats her, but he pulls her so fucking good that she can't walk away. Because anyone that dumb, you know they're good in bed. It is the only advantage of dumb dudes is that they fuck. That is it.
But him and Kay ended up having like 5 kids, so obviously I'd say you're probably right.
The pull was just too fucking powerful. It had its own magnetic pull, and she just open-legged flew into it. That was it. She could not escape.
So the pair of them were actually arrested on January the 20th in 1962 in Atlanta, Georgia, because what was he doing again? Fucking thieving. And because they were together, you're like, oh, she's an accessory to burglary. Even though I guarantee you, he probably made her drive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you're my getaway driver, but like, she's probably not going to say no. Do you know what I mean? She's like, ooh, get in on the action.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Again, probably bet the shite out of her. So there's, how was she meant to say no? She's like, no, I'm not being your getaway driver. And he just fucking bops her head off of the dashboard.
He did do something to her, I'm not going to spoil it, but I don't actually think he did hit her. He did do something ridiculous. I'm not going to say it now, but.
Okay.
I can't remember seeing or hearing anything of him like being physically abusive to him or the kids or her, like, but like to her or the kids.
I guess, yeah, if the daughter didn't say anything about it, then
yeah,
okay, look, might be wrong.
But I could be very wrong as well. He might have been away.
Could both be wrong,
like wearing them and doing it. Do you know what
exactly?
I mean?
I'm just saying at the time. It wasn't considered domestic abuse. It was putting your woman in line.
But, yeah.
So, therefore, it wouldn't have been reported or anything like that. So, just my reasoning. It was the done thing to date your wife.
I'm not going to say you're wrong.
And I'm not going to say you're wrong. Isn't this a pleasant conversation?
So, he was sentenced to 16 years in prison, but he only served 5 for good behaviour. And while he was in prison, he befriended a prison guard. And apparently this prison guard gave him the Bible and he turned his life around. Let's go to pretend. Let's go to pretend this isn't all la-di-da and great. And he wasn't doing it just to get early release. But look.
Yeah. The FBI's top 10 most wanted. But sure, we'll let him out after 5 years for good behaviour. This guy's not going to relapse. Sure, how could he? He found Jesus.
Exactly. And you know what? He became a influential speaker. And then in 1972, right, he released a book titled The Metamorphosis of a Criminal, The True Life and Crime of Ed Edwards. Now, I'm sorry, Ed. Who do you think you are at that point in time that people would actually care? If you cared about people doing petty crimes, you just go down to town, find your local junkies and ask them what they've been at. You don't write a whole book and expect people to buy it.
We may have figured out where Edward Edwards came from, though. Because obviously he took the mother's last name. And then he might have just been like, do you know what? That'll be catchy and that'll help sell the books. It was
stage
like his
name.
Pseudonym.
Yep. Yeah. And it's like, this is ridiculous. I do know what you're probably right.
Everything about this man, everything about it just makes me want to fucking bop him in the forehead. Like,
it's so stupid.
Even started killing yet. And I'm already fucking annoyed. So, okay.
But of that same year, he appeared on 2 game shows and you can actually watch them. On YouTube.
No fucking way.
And they were called To Tell the Truth. So that was where, let's say, 3 contestants went up and they'd all say their truth. So his one was, I was on the FBI's top 10 most wanted list and I was being questioned for a double murder.
And you have
murder.
To figure out which one's a lie.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then.
That's hilarious.
The other one he was on is What's My Lie. So it's like where a single contestant goes up and like that, they'd like to say, I was nearly attacked by a bear. I once got held up at a bank, or I was on the FBI's top 10 most wanted list. Like, obviously, they're not all the ones he said, but you to guess which one was the lie. And obviously, nobody expected it because he was like an evangelical Christian at this point. He wasn't one, but he looked like one. And then, you're not going to look
all of a sudden,
like,
he's the top 10 fucking FBI most wanted.
You know what I mean? But you can, you can go onto YouTube and watch you do it.
This is a fucking wild ride of a story. I'm having a great time today.
But his newfound good streak lasted pissing time because by 1982 he returned to a petty life of crime.
You're
not
joking.
Not petty. It was arson. That's not petty. That's serious.
I was about to be real sarcastic about the fact that he relapsed, but like, no, that's...
Yeah.
Arson has taken it up a step.
Oh, just a notch. But he only served 2 years for it.
Are they not getting the idea at this point? How many years have we gone through here? Like, we're flying through the story. What, 30 years? 40 years?
Yeah. We're just saying, yeah, he'd be just in his 30s now.
In his 30s. We'll call it mid-30s. So 35, say. And from the age of 2, this cunt has been up to shenanigans.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, no, wait.
Do they not think maybe...
No, he was 30 when he was in the FBI's most wanted list, so he's probably 40, 40, 50 now. Probably
even worse.
Yeah.
So
it's been continuous.
Yeah. Do they not think they should just put the cunt away, like?
Or down. Sorry.
We're back at it again with the fucking, like a sick horse, just shoot him between the eyes.
Because what, it would have stopped a lot of problems.
Lizzie. I cannot deal with law enforcement right now. Any cover we've done, or any story we've covered, rather, the law enforcement just don't know what the fuck they're doing.
At all. Like, at all. So we've got, right, we're going to have to rewind it a little bit now, right?
Let me just...
While I'm rewinding, not that people can see, but I'm moving my hand in a, like, an anti-clockwise motion as to, like, go back time. Go back time, go back in time. Whichever one was correct. So now we're on to the murders, finally. So in early, well, they think it's either the end of July, early August. They can't tell, right? In 1977, 21-year-old William Lovaco and his 18-year-old girlfriend, Judy Straub, both disappeared. Because they're obviously living off by themselves, so it's not like they were going home at night and saying goodbye to their parents.
Right.
For them to be like, okay, they disappeared this night. Both lived by themselves, so they couldn't really tell what the date they disappeared at or on.
Right, okay.
If you know what
so
I mean.
It was after a couple of days, no one had seen them, no one had heard from them.
Exactly,
they're like,
so they're like, something had gone on.
Yeah, okay.
So their bodies then were found on August 8th in Norton, Ohio. I was going to say Northern. It's just the way I wrote it, and I feel like Norton's just a shit name. Or
it's
word.
An antivirus. Or a Graham, if you will.
But he's a cherub. That's the only time I'll allow it. Only
we love Graham Norton.
And his wine. Exceptional. Yes. So both of them had been shot in the neck at point blank range. And the case went cold. Because
neck.
The neck. Yeah.
I just like, shoot me in the head, the heart, the liver, whatever the fuck.
Because you know it's the
neck.
They're like practically, I'd say, going to be choking on their own blood then.
Yeah, exactly. That is my issue with the neck.
It's
just the worst place to be shot or stabbed.
I know. My neck actually feels funny.
Aside from the lungs, because same problem. But like,
yeah,
you know.
So yeah, like
See,
I said,
Ed,
he's just a tramp.
He's a tramp. He's the fucking
just, because he's just fucking conniving and like
ruggedly
devious.
Cunning. This little cunt. Okay. So, yes. Murder. Serious face.
So,
let's go.
So the case went cold. Because there is no traces of anything. Like, they couldn't find, like, much evidence, really, at all as to who done it or why it was done.
So did I miss this? Where were they found?
In Norton, Ohio.
But so it doesn't say, like, in a house or in a field?
No,
or...
I think it was outside. I think it was outside.
So the bodies were just most likely dumped in that
dumped,
area?
And... yeah.
Right, okay, okay.
Yeah. And, yeah, the case went cold for fucking years. And the second pair... known as the Sweetheart Murders, occurred in Concord, Wisconsin in 1980. So 19-year-olds Timothy Hack and Kelly Drew, they were both high school sweethearts, so they'd been together from kind of high school throughout. Don't worry, going to get married. They were endgame, pretty much, for each other. And they were seen leaving a wedding reception at the Concord House Hotel when they both disappeared on August 9th.
Jesus.
So they were last seen near Edward's workplace, right? And their bodies wouldn't be found for a whole 2 months. Until they were found on October 19th. So Tim had been stabbed multiple times and Kelly had been raped and strangled. So it's the sexual assault now. Do you know what I mean? Like it's...
Yeah, it's like...
escalating.
It's like he was testing the waters with the first murder of like how he felt about murder. So it's like... Yeah, like he killed them in a bad way, but he killed them kind of quickly. And now with the rape and strangulation, like that's very...
Yeah.
personal.
Like, it might have went wrong the first one. Like, he might have planned to do that where, you know, kill the lad first so he can't intervene and then do that to her. True. But it might have went wrong and then, like, she ended up dying first, so then he just killed her. Do you know, he just killed the lad. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where at this point, he might have snuck up first and stabbed Timothy first and then, like, assaulted Kelly and killed her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not really... He never gave a reasoning for it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the police had actually gone to question Edwards because it was near his workplace, but he had up and disappeared.
Fucking Houdini.
See?
Honest to God, you weren't wrong.
No. No, like, no.
How?
Now, see, they went to question him as well because people had seen Edwards with a cut on his nose and a black eye. So they were like,
right.
Okay, this is something to go on. But then when he didn't show up, they didn't bother to go subpoena him to go or even try find him to bring him back and question it. They kind of just like let it lie. But wherever he had fucked off to, which I will get to, he came back 2 years later. He decided to come back to Wisconsin. And that's when the police decided to question him. So they did get to question him, but it wasn't for 2 years after they had found the bodies.
Jesus.
And obviously they couldn't see the injuries because they were healed up. Obviously. Yeah,
you're not going to have a fucking black eye for 2 years.
So what he had said to them had happened. He was like, oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. It was a hunting accident. I was hunting deer. And they were kind of like...
And what? The deer punched you in the fucking face?
Like High Fly kicked you to the face with its hooves. Like, I don't think so.
Do you know what I mean? No.
But the cops were a little bit sus. They were like, because it's Wisconsin. It's like middle America. Do you know, I'd say hunting's like... a normal thing over there. Do you know what I mean? I'd say the police officers go do it as well. I'd say it's like an everybody thing.
I feel like most people hunt in Wisconsin. Most men, I don't know about the women, but like back then, definitely the men would have.
Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, they'd know what a hunting, like I'm not saying every hunting accent's going to look the same, but they didn't quite believe it, but at the same time, no, they weren't like, ready to push it.
Even so, if, like, your rifle kind of box back, do you know
what? Yeah, and hits you in the face, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I can get
that. It's going to look different.
Like, if that's going to happen, like, yeah, obviously you could get a black eye from it and you could break your nose. But it was, like, the way that people were saying it, like, it looked like somebody had, like, bit him.
Yeah.
And that's how he got it. Not that it was from an accident. But, like, despite his upheaval, out of, like, 2 days after the bodies were found, they didn't have anything really to keep him, so he just let them on.
Yeah, it was all circumstantial.
All circumstantial. So, in the 1990s, right, we're in Boulder, Colorado. Right? Please remember this. I know last week as well I said to remember something and I never fucking, like, remember to tell you.
We will mention that at the end of the episode, even though it's completely
it's unrelated to this, but this time actually will go back to Boulder, Colorado because it's very, 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 very important. And it's not just like a Halsey song.
And it...
So... Edwards? How would you even say it? Because it's like, am I calling him by his first name or his last name? It doesn't matter.
Oh shit, yeah.
Oh my God, no. Double D, what am I doing?
Double D, there we go. We're idiots. So,
his eldest son would befriend a kid called Danny Glockner, right? But Danny came from like a horrifically abusive home. Like he'd get bet. His like, dad was like, I'm not sure if it was stepdad either, but he would like be verbally abusive and tell him he's useless and everything like that, so he wouldn't obviously stay at home. But he went to the Edwards house quite a lot. Now, despite Danny being like the very big age of 19, Edwards had tried to adopt him, and a judge basically looked at him and was like, what are you playing at?
You can't adopt him. You can't adopt
him. Yeah. Like, are you well? But he did allow Danny to change his name. So, Danny changed his name to Danny Boy Edwards. The pipes are calling.
Danny Boy.
Why did he think that was a good idea? It's bad name after bad name in this fucking story. Danny Boy.
Edwards and Danny Boy Edwards. Just
a travesty. Anyway.
Moving on.
So, in 1996, Danny was due to go and join the Marine Corps as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because Edwards had told him that this would be a good idea.
Oh, because it worked out so fabulously for you, didn't it?
Oh, don't you fucking wait. Danny wasn't cut out for it. And he freaked. And was like, ooh, no, okay. And he disappeared in quotations, right? Disappeared. Nobody can see.
Not even
bunny
a blood relative, but it runs in the family.
Yeah. His body was found a year later in a shallow grave, and he was found by a group of hunters, and he was actually buried behind a graveyard, and he'd been shot twice in the head. And Edwards was acting totally beside himself, you know, crying, like practically throwing himself on the coffin. Like, it was a bit too much. You know,
oh,
like,
yeah.
It was like, mm-hmm. It was overacting. And then he would go up to people at Annie's room and be like, so, what do you think happened? Who do you think killed him? Why do you think they killed him? Like, time and place, Ed.
Yeah, like, right, okay. He has renamed this poor fucking chap. The worst name ever. And very obviously murdered him. And now he's going around and, like, can you imagine? This is supposed to be someone he loves as a son enough to adopt him.
Yeah.
And then you're like, so what do you think happened to him? What do I fuck?
On the day of his fucking funeral.
On the day at his fucking funeral. Not even like, do you know, they're going to the pub for a few fucking sandwiches and a bag of potatoes afterwards. Like, I don't know. I think that's just Ireland. But still. And
then, like, this was at, like, the grave.
Yeah. Like, do that over a few pints next to the fireplace. Like, not fucking at the grave as he's going into,
like,
the
being lower down for a final time. Like, stop it.
While Danny Boy plays in the background.
Oh my
naturally.
God, you reckon they're playing the bagpipes? If they didn't, I'm sorry. Missed opportunity.
If the pipes weren't blowing, I will scream.
Fucking furious. Furious. Not that I'm going to shit on the dead bloke's name. No, I'm not going to shit on Danny's name. I'm going to shit on Ed's name because he probably would have been in charge of organising that funeral.
Exactly.
Fuck you, Ed.
Exactly. This is not Danny's problem or his fault. This is fucking Edward's stupid cunty fault.
Exactly. And yeah, the police couldn't find any leads, surprisingly.
Oh,
and the case went what? Cold. Now, we're going to fast track in time, so we've now, like, nooned into the future in 2009.
Jesus.
A big time jump. A big time jump, right? So the state of Wisconsin got a cold case grant, right? So that basically meant that they could reopen 5 cold cases and it was going to be fully funded by the government.
Stunning. Yes. Love that.
Love that. And Tim and Kelly, the sweetheart murders, their case is one of the 5. Oh. So the police got the go-ahead to kind of do like a TV production where they explained the case. It was on all the channels in Wisconsin. They would show pictures and basically give any detail without giving too much away.
Right, yes, okay.
Do you know what
yeah.
I mean? By, like, their bodies were found here, blah, 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 but not anything that was, like, found on the bodies as to...
Yeah, the media story, not the murderer story.
Exactly.
Yes, okay.
So, like that was going all over the telly, and they started to show pictures of the Concord Hotel, so where they had went missing from. Mm-hmm. Okay. And 48-year-old April Bellagio had been watching the announcement. Once she saw the picture of the hotel, she fucking froze. Kind of, do you know, like, when you see something that, like, really freaks you out and your whole body just goes stiff and you can feel, like, the chills going up your spine?
Yes.
This is what happened to her. So she remembers, right, when she was 11 years old, her dad was a handyman at the Concord Hotel. And after the disappearance, exactly 2 days, their dad came up and woke the whole family up in the dead of night and moved them all to Pennsylvania. Who was her dad? Edward Wayne Edwards.
I was going to say, as soon as you said April, I was like, it's April!
It's April!
I just couldn't say it yet. Also, Bellagio, what a powerful last name.
Oh, she's
fucking
she's
fantastic.
A bad bitch. April is fantastic.
Oh, 100%.
Like, absolutely
April, big
fantastic.
Fan. Big, big fan.
It's like something had unlocked in this woman's brain once she had seen this. So she started to remember, like, all the dodgy bits or, like, strange behaviour that her dad, like, had over the years. So she remembers her life in Pennsylvania. So that's where they uprooted to when he decided to move them in the middle of the night, right?
Right.
And this was in 1982. And one night, their mother had been hospitalised because she was injured. So the father was like, well, the father, Edwards, had saying, like, okay, going to take the kids out camping. They're a little bit upset. We'll calm them down. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, like that, uproot them in the middle of the night, brought them all out camping. But while they were out camping, their house burned down. Yeah. But April then was like, shit, this isn't the first of our houses to burn down.
Oh my God.
So, in 1974, their home in Doylestown, Ohio was burned down. And Edwards had said it was because he became pally with all the cops in the area. So this fucker was going to cop bars, making friends with all of them, became an informant and was like, you know, ratting on people.
Oh, as so he said, golden snitch.
As so he said, right?
Right.
I'm thinking, you know, that double murder and stuff that had happened in the 50s that he was getting questioned over, I think he was up to a lot more dodgy shit than that, and then had just become pally-pally with the cops. Kind of like the way Ed Kemper did, just to say.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Even though we know Kemper wanted to become a cop, but he was still, like, sussing out, like, what they knew. And yeah, I guarantee you, this was just, like, what this was as well.
Oh, 100%. And also to throw them off the scent, because, like, I know, that's our good friend Ed. Ed would never murder. Ed's a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and poor Ed house got burned down for telling us stuff. Sure, pal.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
100%. All this fucking...
so dumb, but so fucking smart at the same time. It's like...
It's really stressing me out how much of a combination he is.
Oh,
like...
it's... Oh, this man is an enigma. He is...
Yes. But we can give him that at least. There's no one like him.
Honest to fucking God. So the five siblings had gathered together, and obviously they're a lot older now, just because April had basically said, look, so I think Dad might have done this thing. Can you all come over and we just have a bit of chat? So the three brothers, like the oldest three, were all brothers. And they had said the night their mom was in hospital and their house had burned down, it was the three brothers that had actually burnt them down because Edwards made them do it. So he bought the two youngest ones out away and was like, oh, when everyone's asleep. Sure, they couldn't have done it. We were all off camping. And because obviously...
That's fucking...
The older ones can lie. The youngest kids can't. Like, let's be real. So it's like, that's why they were left out of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the younger two were like, yeah, we were all out camping, like...
They're not going to be able to lie.
That's full deniability.
Yeah, exactly. He's fucking smart. Now, not everybody in the family knew this, as in, like, between the siblings. But the eldest brother then asked him if they remember what happened to their mother and why she was in hospital the night that they had gone camping and the house burned down, right?
Oh, here we go.
The rest of them hadn't a clue. But apparently that day, right, Edwards had returned home, I'm presuming for a hard day of, like, thieving. Because what else was he doing?
Of course.
He wasn't hard at work.
No, he's busy fucking holding people up at gunpoint / knife point. I'm not sure what weapon of choice he had that day.
But he'd gone to eat a packet of crisps, right, that he had saved for himself.
Sorry. Right, okay. I can see where this is going and I'm already fucking mad.
The packet was half empty. So instead of being browned off, I'm like, who the fuck ate my stuff? Or, you know... You're in a house with five kids. Might have been one of them that don't know any better or just greedy.
Yeah.
He just became very, very infuriated and decided to stab Kay out of temperament because somebody fucking ate his crisps.
Is this my story from last week? Is it?
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, at least the cheating was a more reasonable excuse. Can you actually imagine?
Like, I know sometimes, right, you'd be absolutely craving something, you come home and one of the fuckers have eaten it and you go into some sort of a blind rage, but it lasts like 5 minutes and you do is you just call everyone a greedy cunt and saying that they're fat pigs. And
then you might fuck a shoe with them or something, but Jesus Christ, a knife to the fucking tit is a bit far.
Like, you go to bed and you, like, cry about it. You don't...
Yeah.
You don't stab someone.
This is where women being emotional is better, because when you're having a bad day and someone's eaten your favourite snack that you've been thinking about all day and you come home and you find out it's gone, you don't stab someone over it.
You go cry about it.
You just get into bed and you cry. And see, this is what... Women save lives. That's all.
There
that's
we
it.
Are.
I'm officially saying it. I'm putting it out there.
Fucking exactly.
Fucking hell.
So then they started.
Was it once? Did he stab her the once? Or
I
like
don't know.
Times?
It just said stab.
That's it. Okay. Just fair enough.
But she was obviously, like, she survived. Like, but.
Yeah.
Then they started talking about Danny Boy. But, like, that was just weird. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then they started talking what they think could have happened. So then, now having the revelation that their father is an absolute fucking weirdo, they rang the police station in Wisconsin and said, okay, you need to investigate our father for the sweetheart murders. not and got to do anything else but specifically the Sweetheart Murders. That's what they really wanted to focus on, because you don't up and leave in the middle of the night. Your cuts yeah. and bruises. And fuck off to Pennsylvania 2 days after.
And burn fact. Your house down.
Thank you. So April was put in contact with Detective Chad Garcia, and he agreed to listen to her investigate the case, kind of just see what she made of it, and then like draw his own conclusions. So he read Edwards' file, and about the fucking hunting injuries, and he knew straight away it was bollocks. And then he decided to read Edwards' book, and then he knew he was crazy. He was like, okay, we have a case.
Quick question.
Yes.
Is this book still available for purchase?
I feel like it absolutely is, because I've seen pictures of said book, so we might have to go onto Amazon.
I think we may. Holy shit, it is $380.
Fuck. I will not be buying that then.
I don't think we will. But for anyone listening that wants to check it out and you have a spare $400,
go right ahead.
Metamorphosis of a Criminal on Amazon. There you go.
Fuck, that's what I suppose. Like, and that is
a rarity. Yeah. As well. Like, there's probably not a lot of copies that were published. No. So.
That's anyway, mad.
Read his ridiculously expensive book.
Yeah.
And knew he was a loony.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. So they opened up a case. And obviously they had stuff to fucking go on, because in 2011, so 2 years after April had rang the police and told them to investigate, Edwards was extradited back to Wisconsin, and his DNA was taken and compared to the DNA found in Kelly's underwear and on her clothes. It was a match.
Yes! So
they fucking had him, right?
Finally!
They got him by the fucking balls, so he was arrested at the ripe old age. Well, yeah, ripe. No. Not ripe.
Withered.
Age of 77. Right, an absolute fucking state of him, right? Because he was grossly overweight. He had the diabetes. And he was on oxygen. Man was a
mess. That's the picture I saw first when you were like, look him up. He was a bit fit when he was 20. And the first picture that came up was just fucking Jabba the Hutt with an oxygen mask. Like,
as if I would ever. Or like, only if you had money. But, you know what I mean?
I mean, the oxygen mask is a good thing, because you just, like, you fuck him twice maximum and he's going to die of a heart attack during. So,
being the ever clever fuck that he was, he realised that Wisconsin did not have the death penalty. So, Ohio does. So, he sent a letter to the Ohio police station and it said, I think you're going to want to come talk to me because I've got some shit to say to you. I mean, the absolute gall. Ed. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Isn't it crazy? Like, imagine.
I've got some shit to tell you. Right. Imagine getting that letter. Like,
who do you think you're talking to?
Yeah.
He's probably trying to
eat some fucking shit in a minute.
He probably thought, oh, I'm going to be dead cheeky to them now, so they're going to give me what I want. Is which today.
It's literally like the people who text you now on Facebook Marketplace when you're trying to sell something. They're like, fuck you, bitch. You don't even deserve to breathe. And it's like, give it to me for 20% off. Yeah. What made you think that was going to work?
Exactly. So when the Ohio police showed up, he confessed to the 1977 murders of William Lavaco and Judy Straub. Even though they already had him on the Sweetheart Murders, he's still said he did it anyway.
Right.
Yeah. And then the murder of Danny Boy in 1966. He wasn't even born then. 1996. Danny just killed as a sperm and an egg, like, before anything happened.
I mean, boneless children, you can murder them. You just flush them down a toilet.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah. Or hoover them
it
up.
It was a possibility. Or hoover them. Who's hoovering up Jip? Like, that's going to mess up your hoover, Lizzie. That's not good.
No, but the eggs as well. You know, you just kind of hoovered them up.
Oh yeah, the eggs. I suppose that is true. Yeah. I feel like a ShamWow would be like what we're really looking for.
I don't know.
Just ShamWow them babies.
I think you are exactly right.
Thank you. That's what I'm here for.
Good ideas.
All your jizz cleaning solutions do come to me.
So Edwards revealed that he'd convinced Danny to join the Marines, but before he deployed, obviously, like I said before, Danny freaked and he didn't want to go. So Edwards had told him that if you abandon your post, you are going to be a disgrace. Now, Ed, smelling a bit of hypocrisy there, because did you not abscond and then committed many a petty crime and impersonated a military officer? But yeah, Danny would have been a disgrace. Like,
the Even I'm not that big of a fucking hypocrite. Jesus H. Christ.
So the pair of them had devised a plan. So Edwards are like, okay, we're going to go into the woods and I'm going to shoot you in like the hand or the foot. Something non-life threatening, but he wouldn't be able for active duty.
Right.
So obviously Danny was like, okay, I still shit myself to get shot, but look, okay, won't have to get shot and die.
Bit of a Rumpelstiltskin job there.
It was just, it was messy from the get-go. Obviously Danny yep. thinking like, oh, my new adopted daddy. Even though you're 19, Peck, come on. followed him into the woods. And being totally trusting, he turned his back to Edwards. And Edwards had shot him then in the head twice. And he did this because Edwards was hoping to cash in Danny's life insurance policy that was worth $250,000 at the time. So due to inflation
now, that son of a bitch,
it would be worth $500,000 to this day. He wasn't able to cash it in. So Danny died for nothing. Like, oh, the other people died for nothing as well, but he went out, he was killing Danny on the purpose of taking his life insurance policy, but he still couldn't even get it.
What the fuck? He killed him for nothing?
No. Yeah, because he couldn't get his hands on the life insurance policy. He's like, obviously they're not going to give it to you. You weren't his father, no matter how many times you tried to adopt this adult.
Was that the only reason he was trying to adopt him?
I think so.
That's fucking, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's bothering me as much as it does, but it really fucking...
It's because, he was obviously feeding him, he was coming over and spending time with him, when he was just raising him like a prized fucking goat or like a lamb for the slaughter. That's what it
was. Exactly. Whereas poor Danny, never had a fucking family.
No.
Never felt like he belonged to anyone, so he finally felt he found somewhere he belonged and he was just a fucking dollar signs. He was just...
Yeah.
Money bags.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. I think that's what makes it
piece
a lot worse.
Oh shit!
Exactly. And keep that same energy because there's fucking more potentially. Bum bum. So Edwards was given 4 consecutive life sentences. Obviously, he was begging for the death penalty, so that's why he contacted the Ohio State Police. A judge practically laughed in his face and was like, "You what, mate? Don't think so." So he was given his sentence, and he lasted a mere month. In prison before he died in 2011. But fear not.
Please tell me it was death by shiv and not just natural causes.
No, it was natural causes.
Fuck's sake. But there's no justice in this world, Lizzie.
But you know what? This isn't the end of Double D's story. And weirdly, this is where it gets very fucking crazy. You thought you weren't prepared before. You're actually going to shit yourself now. Because Detective Chad Garcia says that he is very, very confident that Edwards is responsible for at least 5 to 7 more murders, right?
What?
And he
passed
this information on to a former FBI agent by the name of John Cameron. And John became very interested in Edwards' case and decided to do his own research. Now, not many people as well, if you're not into really true crime, I didn't even really know about him that much until... obviously researching about him, but he is more than capable for the job because he had famously solved the case of notorious child rapist, murderer, cannibal, Nathaniel Barjona. So more than capable of doing his own research into him because this fella single-handedly cracked that case.
Wow.
Yeah, very impressive resume. Cameron had released a book titled It's Me, Edward Wayne Edwards, the Serial Killer You've Never Heard Of. And in here he details Ed's confessions to his killings, and an analysis and argument of murders that he believes Edwards had done. And bitch, the first one of being the young boy, I don't know if you would have heard, Adam Walsh. He disappeared in 1981, right? He was taken from a shopping centre in Florida. His body was found 2 weeks later in a drainpipe. And Otis Toole had confessed to killing him, but because there's no evidence that Otis actually did it, they couldn't exactly say yet.
Confession is not enough to go on.
Yeah, even though he told him exactly what had happened, it was still no, we can't take your word for it. But Edwards was in Florida at the time. So okay. The second, JonBenet Ramsey, because he was in Boulder, Colorado in 1996. And he looked like fucking Santa Claus. Remember they were there was that part of where she was sitting on a pervy Santa Claus's lap and there was a whole Santa Claus. He looked like Santa at the time because he was fucking old and withering. But he was in Boulder, Colorado in 1996.
Oh my God.
That's why I said to remember it. I still think the brother did it, but this is what Cameron believes. Now, this is where it starts to get fucking weird. the Robin Hood Hills murder, or what I'd say a lot more people would know it as, the West Memphis Three. Do you remember where the three young lads were all arrested for murdering three young boys, and they said they did it because they were Satanists because they like rock music?
Oh, fuck, yeah. That bollocks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. So it's kind of like a documentary, or it was like the news were filming the kids' funerals. Like, it was being put on the news, right?
It's a bit fucking far.
Yeah. So it was, well, do you know what I'd say it was? Because there was so much fucking outrage for it, and the boys were still like being convicted at this point as well. So it was like they had to showcase the sadness and all the horrible things that these Satanist kids did to the little boys. Do you know what I mean? I'd say that's why it was done.
Yeah.
Not yeah. because it was like a normal thing. It was just an extra thing to like make people hate the ones that got arrested. Yeah. You know what I mean? So this was actually at the funeral of Christopher Byers, one of the young boys. Now, the camera is just passing through the graveyard. It rests onto Christopher's mother's face, her grieving face. Obviously, she's crying. No. The camera leaves. Who the fuck do you see in the graveyard?
No!
Edward Edwards. He's there. Right.
And what business would he have had to be there unless he was looking at what he'd done? Tell me what business he had. Yeah. Fucking none. And like my God.
He would uproot the family every like 6 months. So it's like, there's no saying that he could. It wasn't him.
There's no, no.
No, ready to get fucking bamboozled again. Teresa Hallback. If that name sounds familiar, it's because she's of Making a Murderer, the victim from that. Yeah.
Fuck up!
And you can see this one yourself. Like,
that's why there was a picture of Steve Avery.
Yeah.
When I looked him up there again, back when we were trying to figure out if he was fit or not, there was a picture of Stephen Avery. Yeah. And I was like, why the fuck is Stephen Avery there?
Footage of Edwards was actually broadcasted from outside the Avery lot. Obviously, when the news were there, they were saying, Teresa's body was found in blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know that bullshit? He was there. And then he was seen yet again in the courthouse during the trial. So it's like, what business had he been there? He lived an hour away from Stephen Avery at the time. So Cameron thinks that he murdered Teresa and then blamed it on Stephen. So now they're reckoning he was murdering these people, setting other people up, and then revisiting the crime scenes, the trials, trying to insert himself as much as possible.
Oh my God, I'm exploding. This is insane.
You are not ready because the next one is fucking mad.
I'm going to scream if you keep going. What the
Zodiac killer, because he lived... He lived in Northern California during the murders, and obviously the murders he has confessed to, what were they all? Couple killings. What was the Zodiac? And then April herself, right, had said, now this is fucking crazy, when the kids were small, Edwards would be watching a TV series or TV fucking documentary about the Zodiac, and he would scream, "That's not how it happened," and would be in fucking rage. She remembered
this
from...
Get the fuck out of my life. Oh my God.
I started fucking screaming. I was like, hardly. Like, is this... And if you look at the composite sketch of Edwards of when he... Like, or the composite sketch that was done of the Zodiac. And then if you put that up to a picture of Ed when he would have been like around that age, they look fucking identical. Like, I'm not even going to lie. Like, they look very similar.
Lizzie, I am having a stroke. Call an ambulance. Because I cannot cope anymore. I'm about to die.
Now.
What the fuck?
Cameron, right? He did lose money and friends because they're saying he's a bit of a crackpot conspiracy theorist. Like, it's like he started to get, like, too caught up into it and he went a bit mad.
I mean, it is an awful lot to put on one dude, but, like, again.
Because there's one more.
Oh, my God.
There is one more. And it doesn't make any sense, but you're still going to shit yourself regardless. The Black Dahlia.
No.
Yes.
But that was...
1940s. So because he was born in 1933. So Edwards had only been 13 at the time, right?
Yeah.
And Cameron's reasoning behind it was that Elizabeth Shore had pictures of her with a kid that looked about like 13, 15. But he didn't look anything like Edwards, like at any point in his life. So it was like, it wasn't him.
No.
Like, even though he was in California, it doesn't.
Yeah, it but like a 13-year-old sort of in and out of homes, malnourished, I assume, in those times. I mean,
but to be able to cut open depression. A body with surgical accuracy, it's not happening.
Yeah.
Do you know
removing
what I mean?
Breasts, fucking
cutting a smile,
the Glasgow smile. There was too much done to, and the blood completely drained from her body and then dumped
too
strategically.
Too fucking advanced.
Way too. Yeah, there's no way.
Not even a possibility.
The other ones, I'm a bit like. particularly fucking making a murderer. That one is that really was like, oh my god.
Too weird.
But yeah. And with the Zodiac, I was kind of like, eh. But then when you said about April remembering him watching the Zodiac stuff and shouting, and, that's not how it happened.
Yeah, and being now infuriated. Like, and the fact that the ones that he had confessed to were all couple killings. Because he had nothing to gain from them. He had obviously had reason to gain from Danny's murder because he thought he was going to get 250k from it. But the others were all like sweetheart murders. All couples.
Yeah. And it's like,
same with the Zodiac.
Oh my god, they were like his practice runs before he got into the proper MO of the Zodiac killer. Like,
well, these would have happened after the Zodiac.
They were after the Zodiac?
Yeah.
Oh, Zodiac, they were after the Zodiac.
Yeah. So, obviously.
How did he fuck it up so badly?
But do you know what?
Besides the point.
But he was getting older. So
he was getting older.
Sloppy.
Very true. Overconfident as well. That tends to be how they go.
Because if he's, like, you think of it, like, obviously, this is just a theory, but it's like, oh, look what I got away with in California.
Yeah.
And the fact as well that, like, the first, well, not the ones that he'd initially been in question for, that happened in the 50s, but Lovaco and Straub, the first ones that he confessed to, and then the sweetheart killings, they were nearly 3 years to the day of each other. Like, they got found, got found on August 8th, and then Kelly and Timothy disappeared on August 9th. So then there's 3 years between them. So I feel like it's very methodical the way, like, he's thinking. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's a bit...
It's like he has a set time that he likes to... Yeah, I don't like that.
No.
But either way, I can buy into the rest of them, but definitely not Black Dahlia. Dahlia.
No.
No.
Absolutely
way.
Not. And that's where our Double D story comes to an end.
Well.
You're welcome.
I am sufficiently shook.
I knew that ending would get you. I was like, because when I was reading it, I was like, huh? Because I forgot certain ones. Like, I remembered the Making a Murder one, because I feel like that went around on Twitter. But the Zodiac one didn't. I was like, oh my god! Fuck! Makes sense!
Oh my god. Oh my god. No, because the last thing I heard about the Making a Murder fucking murder, my fucking Woman Crush Wednesday, his lawyer, she got a letter from somebody confessing, saying that it was them that killed her.
Oh,
so that was the last update I ever heard about it, and I haven't heard anything since because I deleted Twitter, and she was like the only person I followed on Twitter at that point. Yeah, so I never heard anything about fucking this cunt.
It could be that he was going for his own, like, morbid curiosity because he had murdered people before. He was a serial killer at that point, so I was like, it could just be that he wanted to go look at the despair that was happening around him just to be a bit nosy.
Yeah.
But it's still weird. Like, it's all coincidental, but it's weird. It's like, what is your purpose for being there? And your thought process behind it. Like, why you thought this was a good idea.
He's just involved in too many murders that are really high profile. Still unsolved, really.
All
but
unsolved.
Apart from other people being blamed for it.
Yeah.
It's too coincidental, I would say. It's too coincidental.
It's
that
just
he's
weird.
There
yeah.
for all of these. Like... On fucking video. There.
Video. And the one in the graveyard is so fucking sad. Like, a lot of people are like, okay, it looks like it's Edwards, but is it? I think, personally, it fucking looks like him. To me, it does.
I haven't seen the tapes to know, so I'm going to have a look at it, but...
It's creepy, like. And if you think of it, if that camera hadn't panned, you mightn't have seen him there at all. So I was like, is that some sort of fucking divine intervention? I don't know. But look, like, I'm sure we're going to do that case anyway. At some point. Like, it's very heavy,
point.
But...
Yeah. I mean, we
pretty
much every case you've mentioned there that's sort of connected to him, we planned on talking about it.
Anyway,
point.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I have claimed the Black Dahlia as I want to talk about her since the very fucking start. So, including her, like, now we've mentioned it, we have to.
To do it, yeah.
We have
100%.
To. Plus what the media did to her family was the most disgusting thing I've ever heard of in my life for how they got their story out of them.
Yeah.
So, besides the point, because we're not talking about that now. But yeah, no, I don't know. I just feel like it's too much of a coincidence.
Yeah.
This guy was too good at disappearing. He didn't have a consistent MO.
No.
He didn't have a consistent victim.
No. Well, he did.
He did with the couples. But then if you go by those three boys,
but that's if he did it.
Danny was, that's if he did it. Yeah. But then there's also like the arson, the petty theft.
Like, it all escalated very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
And the consistent burning down of his house. But that has really bothered me since you said it, is why?
Why you burning down, burn the down the house? Like, what have you got in the house that it needs burning down?
Exactly my point. Exactly. You don't just burn down a house because you're done with it. You abandon it.
Like, it could be for life, or life insurance, hear me, fucking house insurance, you know. It could be any of those reasons, but...
You don't get a payout if it's obviously arson. And you don't, like, no insurance company is going to believe you've had, like, what, 5 fucking houses all burned down.
Yeah.
And you leave the country for two, or the...
State.
State, thank you. The state for 2 years. And then you're like, oh, by the way, my house burned down. Do you want to give me my money back?
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
No, there's no way. Even he's not that fucking stupid to think that would work. So I feel personally he fucking, there is secrets that burned in those houses and we'll never know what they are.
Yeah. Especially the one in 1994, because if you think of, like, it was just before the one, like, his first confessed set of couple killings, but the one that had happened like mid-1950s, sure, he could have had that. And like, the house burned down in 1974, so he could have had that.
Yeah.
Or like, that he could have done the other fucking murders. Like, I don't know.
Fuck knows. Like, fuck knows how many murders went on at the time that they pinned on the wrong person, or they got a Henry Lee Lucas type of scapegoat.
The only thing I will say, there is an interview with him on YouTube and he's like confessing his crimes and he's not holding at him back. You can tell he's being straight up honest about what had happened. So it's like, if he did do those, would he not just say it? Because clearly to say he was robbing those houses and stuff without a mask for the infamy of it. Do you not think the infamy you'd get out of being, we're not even going to include the Black Dahlia because that was just bollocks, but like the Zodiac killer, the killer of JonBenet Ramsey, the person that committed the Robin Hood Hill murders, you know what I mean? And Teresa Halbach considered it so relevant.
It could be like he's already got his fame.
Yeah.
So he likes that little bit of like, I got away with it at the same time. I feel like there's a bit of both. There for him because the speculation alone is enough to give him extra notoriety anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, if I tell you about it, it'll eventually just become, well, that's it, that's done.
Yeah.
Whereas if it stays unsolved, his name will be brought up in connection to it forever and ever and ever.
That's actually very true.
So I'm not saying he definitely did, like, I don't fucking know.
No, but I know what you're saying, like,
yeah. To look at it from that perspective, that would be like, from the sounds of his narcissism, it sounds like that would stroke his ego a lot more than admitting to it.
I'd love to fucking know. Wouldn't you?
Oh, my brain is actually wrinkling at the moment, like trying to think about it. I'm like, I want to know. Let me know now. Tell me. That was fucking fantastic.
You're very welcome.
Fantastic. Would you like to tell the listeners what you forgot to mention last
God,
week?
Oh my God, yeah, I'm such a dumbass. So basically, I had said that a part of the hotel, the Banff Springs in Canada, half of it had burned down in like the early 1900s. And I made it very, very apparent that I wanted them to remember that. Do you think that I remembered to tell them what had happened since? No.
No.
But anyway, like that, the most of the hotel was rebuilt in stone, blah, 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 blah. But in the part that had burnt down, many guests still say that they could see smoke and could smell it in the part that had burnt down. So that's basically what I fucking forgot to say. And I'm so mad at myself. Like, I was literally sitting at home. And like that, I kind of had like a eureka moment, but it's not a eureka, it's a you're a fucking idiot moment. And I was like, oh, I forgot to tell him what happened. So like, I text you straight away. I was like, I am a fucking moron. Oh my God. So yeah, if anybody else caught on to that, I was like, what is this one on about? Gobshite.
I mean, actually, I could have just edited that out. But, you know, now that we've mentioned it in this episode, I'm just say we reckon we leave it there.
Oh, it's there now. It was like I said before, when do I ever not embarrass myself in this podcast? So do you know what?
It is the way to be.
We'll leave it here. God, I'm such an idiot. Like, how did... Oh, fucking RIP me. I can't. I feel like I've just... Do you want to just kind of go that mad? Or deluded is a better word.
Absolutely. I feel like you can track our slow descent into actual madness. Per episode, you're just like, oh, at the start they're a little bit like, because we were very professional on our first episode. We were like, we must have all our notes perfect. We can't go on a lot of tangents. We're going to keep it really professional. And they were just literally talking bollocks. Shit. At least our descent into madness is fucking documented. So either way, if I disappear after this episode, because every episode I feel like I have to give a disclaimer about if I disappear. Like the last two episodes.
They're going to fucking think it's one of us then. Can you stop?
The demons might take me was the last two episodes. This time it was whatever fucking aliens were attacking earlier.
Oh, here we are, damsel in fucking distress. Like,
please, I am the Liam Neeson of my own story. Fuck you. That's about it. The next installment in the Ed and Eddie series will be me. And we'll be back with Ed Gein, and that's in 2 weeks' time. So keep with us. We're doing this. We're planned out, man. We're so efficient. We're ready for you. So stay with us. And other than that, as always, I would like to remind you to always be a hypocrite. Don't forget to tense your ankles.
And join our cult.
Where am I?